North Carolina is clearing the way for hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the method of drilling that's created a natural gas boom in the United States. State lawmakers have tasked the State Mining and Energy Commission with developing rules to govern the process. Earlier this week, the commission voted on what's often considered the first rule of fracking. It's called chemical disclosure, and it determines what drilling companies have to tell the government about the fluids that get pumped into the ground during the process. John Murawski is the Raleigh News and Observer energy reporter. He's been following the commission's work, and he joins me now to discuss the new rule. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's usually in fracking fluid, and why is the rule important?
Fracking fluid can contain dozens or hundreds of different chemicals or combinations of chemicals. Some of these are harmless food additives and household cleansers, but they can also be potent industrial solvents. In the past, those companies have actually used benzene and really toxic stuff, which they are not supposed to be using anymore.
Okay, so what does the rule that the commission voted on do exactly?
So what the rule says is that when you get a permit to drill in North Carolina, you would have to disclose the chemicals you're using in that drilling process. However, some of these chemicals or combinations of chemicals are a secret sauce that companies don't want to share with competitors. So they may not want to reveal everything that's in there, and they would call that a trade secret. And so they would tell the state, we're telling you everything we're putting in here, but one or two of these elements is a trade secret. And so we won't tell you what that is. And then in North Carolina, once a company makes a trade secret claim, this company would then have to submit to an internal review within the State Department of Energy and Natural Resources, or DENR, and they would go through an internal review to make sure that they're not abusing the trade secret claim. In other words, if they've revealed what the stuff is in advertisements or marketing materials, or if they've revealed it in other states, or it's otherwise publicly accessible, then technically they would not be allowed to make a trade secret claim in North Carolina, and they would have to reveal it. Once the trade secret claim is approved, then they would go ahead and, presuming they meet all the other requirements, they would pull their permit, and they would hold on to that trade secret information. And if there were some kind of accident or spill, or there were people complaining of symptoms, or there were symptoms of cattle or agricultural issues, you would be able to access the trade secret from the company to make for public safety reasons.
So how does this rule compare to those in other states?
Every state has a trade secret exemption, not just for fracking, but for lots of things. For lots of agencies hold trade secrets whenever companies or businesses or organizations that are regulated turn over information. So that's not uncommon. And in other states, the trade secret is either held by the company or it's held by the state government. And so in North Carolina's case, the trade secret will be held by the company, with the addition that the state government would review the trade secret to make sure it really is a real trade secret, that it's not information that's already out there. In other words, what we don't want to happen, or what the state doesn't want, the Mining and Energy Commission doesn't want to happen, is they don't want these companies to claim trade secrets for things just because they're controversial or just because they could cause bad press. It truly has to be a secret in order to be called a trade secret.
Okay, so it's not law yet, though. So what has to happen next?
So the Mining and Energy Commission is going to write about 120 rules, and they're going to their deadline is to get these rules to the legislature by October 1st. And in order to do that, they pretty much have to hold their last hearing in July, pass all their rules by July, then hold public hearings on them, and then pass them on to the legislature, and then the legislature could override everything and it could write its own rules. Or the legislature could approve these rules as they're submitted, or they could approve them with modifications. And then those rules will be the final rules. And then once they go into effect, presumably by 2015, we would expect some beginning of some exploratory drilling in North Carolina in 2015.
John Murawski, the Raleigh News and Observer energy reporter. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the air.